Hi, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of OKC Over Easy. Today, I am joined by my good friend, Carrie Bloomer. She is running for county commissioner in Oklahoma County, and she also is just a great person. And she's a vegetarian. She loves food. She loves to cook. So we cover all of those topics. And it was just a really, really fun episode. It's a little bit longer because we were having so much fun. So everybody, enjoy the episode. Some updates, I guess. There's new blog posts on overeasy.blog if you're interested in that. And then if you don't follow me on Instagram, pull out your phone, search OKC Over Easy, and hit that follow button. I would love for you to see all my updates there. So this episode is sponsored in part by Coop Ale Works. So thank you, Coop, for providing the beer for me and my guests today. And let's just get right into the show. Hi.
Hi.
I'm just starting out with the hi because I already have like all the intros and I was doing the intro twice and this is just how it's going to be. My friend Carrie B is here.
Hi.
Hashtag Carrie B for OKC. Okay, so you just went to brunch. Where did you go to brunch at?
I was at a friend's house.
Okay.
And they cooked me, it's my friends Rachel and Matthew and they just had a little baby.
Mm.
So they cooked me this amazing omelet, like a cheese omelet. An avocado, and we had fruit and toast, and they got this really nice espresso machine.
Okay.
And so they made me a really nice coffee.
Ooh,
so,
it was an espresso?
It was not an espresso because I have an espresso machine.
Ooh, let's talk about
that
it.
I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
I don't know what their machine was. So my espresso machine, you put the pods in, and it can froth milk, and it can do single espresso shots, or you can put two pods in for two espresso shots.
Okay, so I have one too,
okay,
and I have a lot of opinions about it. I've almost had it for a year, and sometimes I love it, and sometimes I'm like, whenever I have to order the pods,
they're expensive.
They're very expensive, and I feel like I'm wasting so much packaging.
Do you get the recycling bag?
No, I haven't gotten that. I haven't ever gotten that.
So it's free.
Okay.
And you just put all your pods in the recycling bag and you mail it back to them.
And they will recycle it.
They claim they'll recycle it. Okay. I don't physically see the recycling.
Every time we put them all in like a big bowl.
Yes.
And so I'm like, why is there so much cardboard in this?
I know.
But I just put in an order and I was like, okay, I am spending $100 on coffee
now. I mean, if you're going to replace your like daily coffee run with an espresso, it's cheaper.
Yeah, it is.
You're just paying up front.
Yes. It was rough. But I have to recommend, you have to go order it. They have these new pods that are like the iced.
I saw that, but I didn't know what that.
I didn't
how
really,
that worked.
I didn't really know either, but I was like, I'm gonna take a chance and see. So I got the Espirio Shakero something.
Their names mean nothing.
I
to
was
me.
Like, this episode is sponsored by Nespresso. No, I'm just kidding. But I got the one that you're supposed to put in a shaker with ice. So we have a cocktail shaker and we use it, you know, pretty regularly. So I just put ice, milk, and a little heavy cream into the shaker. And then I turned on the espresso machine and like brewed the espresso. And then I shook it in the cocktail shaker.
So does it come out hot?
It comes out like mid range. It's not like super hot.
Okay.
And I shook it in the cocktail shaker and it was like a perfect little latte treat.
Oh, I gotta try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really, really good. So I'll have to send it to you. I'm going to post on my Instagram story about it because I was very surprised at how much I liked it. It was really good.
How would you feel about being sponsored by Nespresso?
Nespresso, please reach out if you'd like to sponsor this podcast. Okay, so Carrie B's here, and we are going to jump into the segments that we usually do. So, Eat of the Week. You were like, I've been listening to the podcast. I know all the segments. I'm ready.
I listen to the podcast when I walk my dog.
See, I love that.
Eat of the Week. So I just finished up a portion of my campaign.
Yes.
So during my campaign, I really didn't eat out that much.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, let's eat out every day.
And you're kind of like, you just came off your runoff election and correct. You won. So you're yes. celebrating a little
yes.
bit too.
Yes. I think I went out. So my runoff election was Tuesday. I went out with friends Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Good. Get it. Get your life.
I mean. Okay. Eat of the week. I'm going to name a couple.
Okay.
So I'm really digging the Jones Assembly right now. Of which course. Isn't.
Yeah.
Where else have I eaten lately?
What did you have at the Jones Assembly? Was it?
I always get their like snacks and appetizers.
Okay.
So they're the eggs, the
deviled fried.
Thank
deviled
you. Egg? The deviled eggs.
Okay. Yeah.
I got this like, I don't even know what it was called. I got this on Thursday. It's this big piece of pita bread
mm-hmm.
and it comes with three dips. Oh, the dips.
Yeah.
And then you like pop the bread mm-hmm. and it's this hot.
Because they cook it in that
so good.
That stone oven
yes.
where the pizza goes. So, yeah.
Yes. And then I've had their Impossible Burger.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't crazy about it.
Yeah.
And I know everyone's really into this Impossible Burger mm-hmm. where it's like, it's supposed to taste exactly like meat
mm-hmm.
and it's not meat. And I just, it tasted fake to me.
Right.
I didn't like it.
And you're a vegetarian.
Correct.
So you have
so the- I've had my fair share of veggie burgers. And this just, I would rather have like a black bean burger mm-hmm. than this like fake meat
stuff. Right. Because I don't know. How long have you been a vegetarian?
Like 4 or 5 years.
Okay. So you may be craving like an actual burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're yeah. like, I've been a vegetarian since I was 12, you're like, you've probably forgotten what it tastes like what a burger tastes like. So you're like, it's just a bread and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jones Assembly, where else have I eaten lately? Hall's Pizza Kitchen is
ugh, like it's the best.
One of my favorite restaurants yeah. in Oklahoma City. I tried Bar
Arbolada. That's me every single
Arbidola,
episode.
Arbolada.
Barbadola. Let's just call it Bar A. That's like okay. what that's the new name of that bar okay. on this podcast.
I tried that last week.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. We got a bottle of rosé mm-hmm. and then I ate an entire tray of corn fritters
ooh,
by myself.
Nice.
I will say the acoustics were horrible.
Oh.
Like I was yelling okay. to talk across the table to my friends.
Was it like crazy busy?
It was very busy.
Okay.
It was in the evening.
Uh-huh.
So happy hour. They had the music up very loud,
uh-huh.
and I told my sister I would pay for her drink if she went up and asked them to turn it down.
Did she?
She wouldn't do it.
Okay.
But the corn fritters were delicious. They had honey drizzled on them. Mm-hmm. They were hot.
Yeah. I mean, a fritter, anything that's a fritter is going to be good. Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, during the campaign, I...
What did you eat?
Oh my gosh.
Because I know... from our mutual friend Cindy Munson, that the days of knocking doors are hard
yeah.
because you knock doors and talk to people about your campaign until the sun goes down.
Hours and hours, and then you get home and you're exhausted.
Yeah, you don't want to cook anything.
No, you don't want to cook. Like, I tried the HelloFresh box one time, mm-hmm. and that was... I couldn't even do that.
And I don't cook. Like, yeah. And I don't walk, you know, up and down the streets, you know.
Yeah.
Talking.
So I used to cook all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Before the campaign, I cooked all the time. I loved cooking. It was like a stress reliever for me.
Mm-hmm.
I loved trying new recipes. I loved making up my own recipes.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much non-existent mm-hmm. during the campaign.
Yeah.
So I ate a lot of stuff that was just quick and easy. Mm-hmm. Like I would go, sometimes I'd go pick up Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'd make like a frozen pizza from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I would make like a snack plate mm-hmm. with hummus and cheese and veggies.
We did that the other night. It was like appetizer night. So I made like the little pigs in a blanket from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And then we had like, you know, veggies and fruit and, you know, some bread and hummus. Yeah.
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 So I did snack plates a lot. I would do mac and cheese.
yeah.
Of course. Just easy stuff that I wasn't really looking for super healthy.
Right.
I just wanted something to make me feel good and
yeah.
I could go to bed not hungry.
What is your, so I have like, everybody has like a comfort food that like you always default to whenever you, mine is noodles and butter. So like, I'll just make.
If you guys can't see my face right now, it's like, what?
I'll just make pasta and then I'll just put some butter and salt on it and I'll eat it.
Okay.
Do you have anything that like
that?
That
is not my comfort food. mac and cheese is definitely up there.
Okay. Like Kraft mac and cheese, or like what are you talking here?
I like the Annie's organic shells and cheese.
Okay.
I'm a millennial.
Okay.
When I am really feeling like, screw this day, mm-hmm. I'm hungry, I don't care about anything anymore, I will order a large thin crust pizza mm-hmm. from Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Which I realize Pizza Hut is not really cool.
Yeah. It's no Domino's.
No. But there's something about their large flat or thin crust cheese pizza that I you just like. Love.
Yeah. Yeah. I would order Mazzio's whenever I lived alone. I would get like a calzone in like the ranch. And then I would just have it for like ever. But we ate Mazzio's twice in like 2 or 3 weeks, and Mike got sick both times. So we were like,
he got sick twice?
Yeah. We were like, I think there's too much grease in there. So we kind of have.
I mean, I do work for the health department. You can turn that shit in.
Oh, yes. One time, I will edit this out, but one time I got food poisoning from the Hideaway Ranch, but it was the old Hideaway on Western, not the new Hideaway. Okay. So ever since then, I've been like,
oh.
Okay. So you have your favorite restaurants. Yes. We're going to talk about grocery shopping because you said you love grocery shopping. And let me tell you that Carrie has given me a very valuable piece of information in my life and that I've used for the past 3 summers.
Oh, my. Oh.
And it's the pool.
I didn't get to go this summer.
The apartment pool. I think I went twice.
Okay.
I didn't go a ton.
It is a secret apartment pool. I don't know if we can tell you where
it is.
No,
we're not going to say the address of it.
It is Oklahoma City's hidden gem.
Yeah.
It's a nice pool. It's never crowded.
You can walk right in. Yeah,
they don't ask you if you live there.
Yeah.
You can bring alcohol.
Yeah. You can bring a cooler.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. But I remember one time we were there together and we were talking about the grocery gauntlet. Because yes. I was doing the grocery gauntlet. And you love grocery shopping. So tell me about where you grocery shop and what you love about it.
Okay. So I used to be a Sprouts only girl.
Okay.
That I used to go there every single Sunday, never went anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Then Trader Joe's came along.
Yeah.
And then recently I've gotten into the new Homeland.
Oh, okay.
Because it's 6 minutes from my house.
Okay.
I timed it one day. So I would say right now it's Trader Joe's, Homeland, and occasionally Whole Foods.
Okay.
I went to Whole Foods the other day thinking I was going to buy coconut water, and I spent $97.
That's the worst.
So I have to go in there thinking I'm going to spend like 5 times what I thought I was going to spend.
Mm-hmm.
But for normal everyday groceries, I would say Trader Joe's and Homeland. Mm-hmm.
I've been on a Aldi and Trader Joe's vibe lately.
I don't think I've ever actually shopped at Aldi.
I'll have to take you for your first time because there's a lot of confusing things.
Isn't there a new one on May and 50th?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the one I go to now.
Okay.
So there is one by my work, which was on Memorial May. So sometimes I would go there like on my way home. But I go at 9 a.m. when they open to the one on 50th and May because it gets kind of crazy sometimes. But you have to take a quarter to get your cart.
Get your cart.
And then you have to have your bags. But there was this tweet, and I always think about it like when I'm at Aldi, and it's like this guy saying, like, when I'm a kid, man, my parents shop at Aldi, like, we're so poor, like, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, when I'm an adult, look at all this weird shit that I got at Aldi. I'm like, literally, I'm like, oh, green jalapeno paste. Yeah, I need that. Like, it's just like you throw it in your cart.
So explain to me how Aldi and Trader Joe's are the same.
They are the same because they source their products from the same distributor, but they slap the Aldi sticker on it and they slap the Trader Joe's sticker on it. Trader Joe's has more
selection
and more trendy foods.
Okay.
Aldi is for like your average someone that's going to be going to Walmart, they don't need a cauliflower rice bowl with tahini dressing or what. I bought that today at Trader Joe's. But it's like, they don't need that. They need just like chicken thighs and they need, you know, sausage and they need frozen shrimp or whatever.
Okay.
So
same price point?
Yeah.
Same price.
So the goat cheese, which I've been really into goat cheese lately, the goat cheese at Aldi, I bought it at Aldi, it was like $2.29, and it was the same price at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
So there are some things that are the same. So they had this like cilantro yogurt dressing at both Aldi and Trader Joe's, and it had the exact same ingredients in it, but it was just marketed differently.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So Aldi is like really good for your pantry staples, your flour, your whatever, because they're not going to market up a little bit like Trader Joe's is.
Okay.
But Trader Joe's is good for like your cauliflower gnocchi, you know? Yeah. So
I have noticed with Sprouts and Trader Joe's that I can go into Sprouts and buy like my groceries for the week and it's like $100.
Yeah.
And I can go into Trader Joe's and buy my groceries for the week and it's like $60.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So much less expensive.
I don't love the produce at Trader Joe's.
No. It's not as good as Sprouts.
Aldi's pretty good though.
Okay.
But if you're like, I need leeks, you might not find that at Aldi.
Okay. Okay.
But you're going to find tomatoes. You're going to find jalapenos. Okay. You're going to find whatever.
Visit Uptown. We're $2.97 a pound. I will not pay more than $2.50. Mm-mm. It's a line in the sand.
Yeah.
So that was too much.
And they didn't look that great.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at Whole Foods, they were $3.50 a pound and they were organic.
Yeah.
So to me, that's actually, I guess a better deal. I don't know. They're the same price.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not technically true, but you know what I'm saying. So they did have some Honeycrisp for $2.97.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's definitely not apple season, but I needed something.
Yeah.
We got those kumquats.
Yes.
Our first kumquat.
Yeah. So Judy was like, you should try this kumquat. Have you ever had one? I was like, no. She's like, you just eat the whole thing. I was like, should I just eat it? She's like, yeah. So we just ate the kumquats and they were great. I bought some.
I don't want to embarrass you because I just had my first kumquat like two or three months ago.
Okay.
And I was like, the whole thing. So they're really tart. I don't know if I would eat more than five.
No.
But they're neat. They're a neat snack. I wonder if kids would like them.
Yeah. Both of the cashiers that checked us out didn't, they knew what they were, but they were like, is that a kumquat? Like, it was kind of, and so I had to explain it to them. But they were good. They were good.
I don't know who I've told this to.
Okay.
I had, like, a GeoCities webpage.
Same.
And I don't even know what the fuck it was about. But it was, like, themed with oranges. So there was, like, I don't know if it would ever make sense, but there was, like, Valencia and kumquat was one of them.
Wait. The links to your, like...
Like, the different pages were, like... I don't even know what it was about.
What did you write on your pages?
I don't recall. I was 13, maybe 14.
Yeah.
I mean...
I had an Angel Fire site, it's actually still there.
I've looked for it. I wonder...
Mine's still there. I remember the URL, but it has my fan fiction on it.
It's like I would love for somebody to, like, find it for me, but, like...
No.
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 Oh, God, no. Anyway, that was my experience with kumquats before 2 months ago.
Yeah, so we got the kumquats. Did you get the broccolini?
So they had broccolini on the hot bar, and it really turned me on. I was like, I don't need to pay anybody to make this for me. We'll just grill it or just kind of, you know, saute it or something. Broccolini is great.
Yeah, we both got broccolini, which now I'm thinking that they didn't charge me the right amount for it. $2.99? Wasn't it like $1?
Yeah, it should have been on sale. I don't have my receipts, but.
I got plums and some lettuce. And carrots.
Are you happy you waited to get peaches at Whole Foods?
Yes.
Looking back.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
That was a recommendation from me.
Yes.
I got parsley there.
Okay.
Because I thought it would be more expensive at Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. And I actually forgot to check. But you got cilantro at Whole Foods.
Yes.
Much, much cheaper.
Yes.
Surprising.
Yeah.
And so this is my whole point with doing these price comparisons. Mm-hmm. Is people always think Whole Foods is really expensive.
Uh-huh.
And that's just not always true. Mm-hmm. So I did pick a couple of things. Like our favorite yogurt has gone down tremendously in price.
Yeah.
And
it
there.
Was, wasn't it? More expensive at Uptown than it was at Whole Foods.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think their Whole Foods milk is a good deal. I think their butter and their eggs. Like, they're a real staples.
Yeah.
It's not as cheap as... I mean, you can get eggs for, like, 99 cents for a dozen.
But they're going to be white yolks.
Yeah. Like, so, with some of the... If you're at that level, if you want the bougier version, Whole Foods is a better deal often than a grocery store that's trying to facilitate everybody's needs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep it in mind.
Keep it in mind. So we went over to the bulk section and we walked away pretty quickly.
Their bulk is very expensive.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I mean, I would say double the price of nuts compared to Sprouts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I have an issue with on the bulk section is the bags. So mm-hmm. I'm just maybe a little bit spoiled, but at Crest, they have the zipper bags.
Oh.
And then you put them on the scale, mm-hmm. you type in the number, and then you put...
You do get the type in the number at Uptown.
Okay, okay.
Unlike the Sprouts version sucks. Maybe that's why it's so cheap.
Yeah, 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 maybe.
You have to find a pin.
Yeah.
A lot of work goes into it. Yeah. I wish you could bring your own bags. Maybe I could. Is yeah, that I bet too you... gross? Because I get too many bags.
Like a zipper bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, would the weight be different?
No. It would probably be cheaper, right? I don't know. I have
Let's
no
find
idea.
Out. Okay. Yeah.
I have no idea. So then we went and got meat.
I don't really have anything. That guy was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It's like he was off his shift.
Yes. He had a backpack
helping,
on.
Yeah, just helping us with the meat. Explain pork butt and pork shoulder to you.
I got pork shoulder. I like calling it pork shoulder, but he said that pork butt and pork shoulder are the same thing.
It makes sense.
Does it?
Well, if you think of a hip joint and a shoulder joint, it's on the four-legged
thing.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not a butcher.
Okay, I got...
There has to be a slight difference.
Yeah. Yes. I got boneless pork butt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I got. And two chicken breasts.
I got a pound of beef, pound of pork. We'll be making meatballs with that. And nice. Then just some chicken breasts. I don't really have a plan for those yet.
Okay. I'm going to make chicken taco salads, and then I'm going to put the pork butt in the crock pot.
I almost got a taco salad at Bueno last night.
Oh, what did you end up getting at Bueno last night?
I got not a Chipotle bowl. I should have just gone to Chipotle. Number one, it was 10:30. Uh-huh. Number two, I didn't have a bra.
Okay.
I was just wiling out.
Yeah.
I had my dog with me, so I could have gone to Chipotle. But the calories got to me. The calories on things make me have better decision making, better life choices.
Yes.
BLCs.
I'm always like, thanks, Obama.
The thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
The taco salad was like 1,200 calories.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm about to go to bed. Mm-hmm. It's not going to, even if I just eat half, that's mm-hmm. not going to save. So I got like a rice bowl and I like devoured it.
Yeah.
But I got free chips.
Good.
I don't think that was supposed to come with it.
And it's chips were in there? Okay.
Really
good deal.
Liked that, yeah.
So nothing really to say about the meat. Then we went into the dairy frozen.
Then we went to the sample.
Oh, yes. I forgot about the sample lady.
The only sample we had at Whole Foods was some bottom of the bag tortilla chips and the juice.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That
we had to serve ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And all of it, yeah, we had to serve ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were no other samples.
Uptown had a full table of all the samples you could ever want. It was almost too much.
Yeah, and she wasn't, like, really on her game. She didn't want to talk about the food. She wanted to talk about my pregnant belly.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot.
Like, we were walking away, and she was still talking about it.
She was very interested in that.
She had a lot to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had that, like, she called them hatch peppers. They were hatch chilies. Hatch chilies in a cheese.
It was good.
It was really good on a cracker. I had two.
Yes.
I had some white tea.
Okay. I had some blueberry lavender tea.
How was that?
It was good. It was good.
I had something else. Frank Beardle.
The coconut chips.
Oh, those
are weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
They should be part of a trail mix.
What? Yes, absolutely. Or That's granola. It.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just to eat. Just not to eat. No, no, no.
But I liked having all the samples. And I guess I didn't have to listen to, like, coupons or, like, be forced to buy anything.
Yeah.
So that was ideal.
Yeah, really. That was nice.
Then I got those pickles. We've got impulse pickles.
Yes, we got impulse pickles.
They were good, though. I said I like a pickle because they're ice cold.
Uh-huh.
And they're great in the summer because lots of the things you eat out of the fridge ice cold are sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's not sweet.
I'm not a pickle.
I'm not a huge pickle person.
Okay.
But I got that they're $2.50 hot and spicy pickles. And so I've been eating pickled things lately.
Why don't you have one?
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a taste test.
All right. I'll do it. I'll do it.
This is an OKC Over Easy exclusive.
I've been making.
Mallory is trying the. Are they Vlasics? Vlasic hot and spicy pickle spears.
No, Clausen.
Good luck opening it. It took me a long time to open it.
Always chilled, never heated.
Good.
Why would you heat them? Okay. Chewing? What do you think? Are they hot and spicy? Mm-hmm. Too hot? Is it refreshing?
It's very hot.
I want to try it.
It's very hot. It's good.
Yeah. You know why it's so hot? It's because, like, it's been soaking in it. Uh-huh. It's, like, 100%. Every single bite has it.
It's hot. It's hot at the beginning, mm-hmm. but it doesn't really stay in your mouth.
We're having different experiences. Okay. I mean, it's good. It's not too much or anything, but I think you'll be glad you got those. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little snack, and they have, like, almost no calories, yeah. you know? Then we went to Dairy.
Actually, I really like that.
I'm really happy for you. Mallory said she really liked it, if you can't hear it. Well, something new.
Something new. Okay.
Then we went to Dairy.
Yes. We went to Dairy. What did we get in Dairy?
I got milk. My husband likes to drink the Horizon 2% added fish oil or, like, omega-3.
Fish oil?
I mean, it is, like, okay. the omega-3 milk. We mm-hmm. call it brain milk.
Okay.
So it was on sale for $3.99 uh-huh. at Uptown. It was regular price $5.29 at Whole Foods. So
okay.
I've gone back and forth before because I thought it was cheaper at Whole Foods, but it's almost always cheaper at Uptown.
Okay.
Get your milk at Uptown.
Uptown. Okay. I got a little bottle. This is under Dairy. Okay. I got a little bottle of orange juice just for the for the
dairy
pork.
Section is weird because eggs are also there.
Also
and orange juice and tea.
Also my corn tortillas.
Oh, weird.
Are under Dairy as
Where's
well.
The kombucha?
It's under Dairy. The Boo hooked us up.
What is it, a dollar?
$1.50. That's great for kombucha.
It's a flavor I haven't had. I got peach ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger
and that kombucha brand is, like, really light. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's good. It kind of reminds me of Big Oak a little bit. Yeah, so we got those. We got those in the coffins.
Yes.
Which are the deep freezer, the things where all the deep freezer stuff lives. But it closes mm-hmm. instead of just all the cold air going
like
out
it.
Of it. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's sustainable. I'm not gonna say I got taco seasoning because Abel's
getting You got eggs though, right?
I got eggs. Yeah, I got eggs and then I just got a middle of the road organic free range. It's like $3.50 mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. like that. So not the cheapest, but not the most expensive. And that's
I tried to show you where Kelowna cottage cheese was.
Yeah, because it's
in a weird
throwback to our first episode.
Oh my god! Really? We talked about it there?
Yeah, that's where I first. That's when I first had it. Oh. We got it at Natural Grocers.
And I didn't have it.
It was on sale.
What was the price? Do you remember?
$3.50 or something.
A really good price.
Yeah, and then we left it in the car.
Oh fuck!
But I went and got it.
So I've gotten the Kelowna cottage cheese there. It's the absolute best cottage cheese.
It's so
it's
good.
Bar none.
Yeah.
How do you eat your cottage cheese? Plain or savory or
sometimes,
sweet?
Sometimes plain, or sometimes with black pepper.
Love black pepper.
Yeah. A lot of the times with maple syrup.
I love how you can go salty. It's like grits. You can go savory or sweet with it.
Yeah. I really love it with fruit. With fruit mm-hmm. and some nuts, maybe some walnuts.
Do you ever do hot sauce?
No.
Mm. I like hot sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do some.
I was just thinking, would it be good with that pickle?
Oh, yeah, it really would be good with that pickle.
Okay, yeah.
Like, would you cut it up?
Yeah.
Or would you just eat them?
Or just eat some cottage cheese and a pickle.
Yeah, that sounds like a great little snack.
That sounds good, yeah.
It's protein pack. For a while, they had these cottage cheeses at Whole Foods that had flavors. One was, like, olives.
Oh!
It was my absolute, like, dream food. It was made for me.
Yeah, because you love olives.
But I haven't gotten them again.
Okay.
I don't even know where they are.
Okay.
So they have, like, the most expensive dairy stuff, like, in one mm-hmm. freezer. It's because it's Dairy Alternatives that this is 100% real dairy.
Yeah.
But they didn't have it. So I had it on my price comparison, and I did not have. Did not qualify.
Ooh.
Awkward. Then we also went to Sprouts. We haven't really mentioned that. We went to a bunch of other grocery stores today. But they also didn't have Kelowna cottage cheese.
No, they didn't.
So I'm forced to pay Whole Foods prices now.
The Sprouts non-organic cottage cheese is really close to
a close second.
Is a close taste second to Kelowna. I'm sure the
quality of
quality
the
is different, but the taste and the texture, it's really thick like Kelowna.
I think we need it at Kelowna when this comes out.
Yes.
Because I really want to make. They can't be that big a company.
No, I want to make them blow up. Oh, right.
So good. I want them to recognize.
Yeah. I want them to send us a coupon.
literally just a coupon. One coupon would be nice.
That's all we need.
Then we went back. We got the most perishable stuff first.
Right.
And then went through the middle aisles. So I remember I got chips.
Mm-hmm. I got chips, too.
I got Gatorades. I've been buying a lot of Gatorade because I'm pregnant. This is not a normal thing that I think is okay to be drinking all the time. What else? By the time this episode airs, I might not be pregnant.
That's true. Wow. That's true.
Wow, guys.
Have you heard that? Have you listened to Two Dope Queens?
No. There's like just a little bit.
There's like a little bit where Jessica talks about how whenever she's sick, she's like, "Oh, time to go get Gatorade." Yeah. It's like, and then like at the end, she was like, "I gained 7 pounds," and it's so Gatorade is so good.
What's your favorite flavor?
I really like the purple storm something. Okay, you know, like I like those like pastel blues. Those are my
the
favorite.
Cool pastel colors.
Yes, the cool pastel colors.
I almost exclusively drink like Glacier Cherry.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one too. Growing up, my mom used to drink lemon ice forever. Ooh. And that's what we would get, but they don't make it anymore. Okay. I know.
Gary's been drinking lemon lime, which is like the original Gatorade flavor. Yeah, I'm always like, I don't know. It tastes medicinal.
Yeah, not.
It's like they're covering up another flavor.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
Not great.
Okay, we got that. We got, I had to get K-cups.
Okay.
And I don't use the K-cups. Mm-hmm. Not
don't
at
her. Don't at her.
Do not use K-cups. I really feel they're not sustainable. But I always just get the cheapest. Mm-hmm. They're for my husband. Mm-hmm. And so these weird, like, Brooklyn coffee company ones.
Yeah.
We're $4.99 on sale. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
We get those forget about it dark roast. So that always cracks me up. The cheapest K-cups.
How many K-cups for 12?
Okay. 12 on both of these. Okay. Dozen K-cups. Uptown $4.99. That was on sale. Mm-hmm. The Whole Foods cheapest were $6.45. That's also a really good deal on K-cups. Okay. If something else wasn't on sale, or maybe one that's like $10.99 would be on sale for $8.50 at Uptown. Whole Foods does have a cheap K-cup.
Yeah.
Note that.
There you go.
Need to quit drinking so much carbonated drink.
Are you okay?
Just a little hiccupy.
Just a little hiccupy. What else did we get here?
We didn't talk about yogurt.
No. Okay. Siggy's.
So we're both big Siggy's fans. Mm-hmm. I have got a lot of coupons from Siggy's in my
day. That's very nice.
So Uptown used to be cheaper at $1.69 as the standard rate. If you go too late on Sunday, though, they will be out of vanilla.
Wow. Okay.
So
there you go.
It's very popular. So Whole Foods has lowered their everyday price.
That's crazy.
It is $1.49.
What was it before? Like
$1.99.
Okay. There you go.
I mean, I'll pay $2. It's the best yogurt.
I have seen it for 99 cents.
Yeah.
But it's in the South Side Crest. And so it's like, that's a trip. If you're not going down that way, you're not going to go just to get yogurt. Mm-hmm. But 99 cents? That's pretty good.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's like a Yoplait.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Truly. I think they're trying to, like, I think that people don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. So it's so just good. That area. Yeah.
It's the best yogurt.
Mm-hmm. But we didn't get Siggy's there. We said we're going to wait for Whole Foods. One thing when I was checking out that I appreciated about Uptown was that there was a coupon on my corn tortillas, but it was for cheese, and the guy didn't look at it, and he was like, oh, I gotta go get my swipey thing to get this coupon to work. And so he went, and he used it, and I got 55 cents off.
Nothing.
Just the whole thing. I got 55 cents
How
off.
How often do you use a coupon, like, that you bring with you?
I wish I used coupons more.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
I tried to bring that one on my Siggy's list.
And then they didn't have it.
Nobody had it.
Yeah.
It's like for the 8-ounce drinkables. Mm. Great. Go on.
What else? Anything else to say about Uptown? Both of the cashiers needed to know what kumquats were.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the religious overtones.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I have one more thing to talk about.
Go ahead and do that.
Okay. So, we were talking about sparkling water, you know, obviously. I was walking down with two white women.
Today, my husband was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to yoga, and then I'm going to brunch.
At me.
No regrets.
And I said, oh, this is really good. The Dasani version of sparkling water. And this worker.
How old was he? 22?
Maybe. Yeah. He said, why? That's not good.
He's like, it's gross.
He said, it's gross. I said, oh.
I thought he meant Dasani brand.
That is no, not the case. No, he means the sparkling water. Mm-hmm. And,
do you remember what he said?
He said, this is just like going to McDonald's and getting the soda water.
Which one? I would love if they just had soda water on tap. I love when a restaurant gives you the option of soda water.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, I was like, oh, okay. But I didn't invite you. Like, I didn't say, hey, what do you think about this water?
Yeah.
I didn't invite you into this
and
conversation.
And then he sort of, we walked away and he said, everybody likes what they like. So I hope
he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Religious overtones. There's a lot.
There's
them.
Too many.
Yeah.
Any is too many, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess keep it in the back room. So, in the concrete, like, kids, it looks like kids' handwriting. Mm-hmm. It says, God is good all the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then at the bathroom, I think there's, like, these weird, like, praying hands. Mm-hmm. Or it's, like, two hands like this.
Uh-huh. Inside the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. And it says something about, like, the fruits of the, oh, the, I don't know what that one says. And then all the fruits of the spirit are on the stairs
yeah.
up to the brunch area.
Uh-huh.
I just don't understand why.
I don't, I think I get, like, they want to say.
Proselytize?
They want to say, this is what we believe as a company, mm-hmm. but, yeah, I don't know if it's necessary.
You know, I actually just came around on it because you can do whatever you want, but don't close on Sunday.
Right.
So they're open Sunday morning when everybody else is at church and I'm buying groceries, they're open.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to live with it.
Yeah. I think it's fine. It's not something
it's not
I...
It's turn on.
Yeah, it's not turn on, but it's not going to make me stop going there.
I just roll my eyes every time I walk by it.
Yes, yeah.
That's the best way to put it. Is this necessary?
Right. Should we talk about where we went, or should we say
let's
that
just
for
say
the end?
What we got at the other place is okay. Why we had to go there.
Okay.
I had to go to Sprouts to get bulk oats,
mm-hmm.
and then this frozen fruit
mm-hmm.
that we use. And we ended up getting strawberries there because
yes.
they were three for $5. That's
yeah.
about $1.67 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great price.
Yeah.
What else did we get there?
I got Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. I got limes. Mm-hmm. I got cottage cheese. And
Pin.
Okay.
It's right next door to Ajanta, the Indian Grill, and like Big Ed's Hamburgers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It is really good. And they have a sizable vegetarian menu, which
oh, that's cool.
I liked. They have this really good poblano tostada. Not tostada. I don't know. Chimichanga.
Yeah.
But the chips and salsa is really good.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I go to Mexican restaurants for
chips
and salsa,
and
a cold Mexican beer.
Yeah.
Like,
ugh. In a goblet. Queso. People said queso. Honey Dijon kettle chips, which I was like, that sounds like my everything. But I guess they're in natural grocers.
They
always have them in stock.
I haven't been to natural grocers.
Okay, we'll talk about, like, we're going to give a little preview of the grocery stores, but natural grocers has little food for to buy. Like, I'm like,
it's like
vitamins.
Right,
it's
okay.
Like, I don't know what it is. Chips and dip are my life is what Lindsay Holder said. She likes tortilla chips, good salsa, good guacamole. And then Joan, my friend Joan.
Hey, we got a shout out to Salt and Vinegar Kettle Chips.
Who said? Oh, Joan said that. Yeah, and then she loves chips and queso from Big Truck. Big Trucks? Yeah,
yeah,
that's good too.
Yeah,
yep. Chips are so good. And then my mom said chocolate chips. This is so funny. And then I did a poll on Twitter. And I really wasn't fair to everyone because I was like, what's your favorite type of chip? Classic, kettle, tortilla, and then it was like
Cheetos slash talkie.
Let's talk about Cheetos.
Can you make a fill-in-the-blank options on those polls or no?
I don't think so.
I didn't
tortilla,
understand.
Kettle, classic, Cheeto, Bugle, talkie, Pringle.
Pringles. Cheetos are not in the same category.
I know, but there you can only do four. But Kettle won. I was like, damn. So Cheetos, I used to love the puffy Cheetos. I haven't had them in...
Never.
No, never, ever. I haven't had them in years.
Remember the X's and O's?
Yes. But I remember all the old food. You remember, like, the Jurassic Park cereal? Like,
yeah.
We had the box, like, sitting in my mom's sewing room for, like, a long time because we thought it was going to be... worth however much the scorpion
beanie. Was it full of
beanie...
cereal?
No, I think we had eaten the cereal.
Okay.
However much the scorpion beanie baby was right. worth. Bugles are fine. The other day I was somewhere. Oh, Rockford. 23rd Street, Rockford Cocktail Bar. They had bugles out. I was like, hell yeah. So I like put them all on my Obviously. Fingers and I was like. And then somebody was with me was like, I've never had a bugle. And I was like, stuck my finger like in their mouth.
That's the only way you can eat bugles.
I was with. But they're like, we've never had one. And I was like, oh, they're so good. So bugles, they have those there. Takis, I said, and like, but Takis are just like rolled up tortilla chips that are super hot.
Right.
And Pringles, which is Pringle a part of Frito-Lay? I don't think they are.
I don't remember if we saw them or not. Have you ever seen the Hot Cheetos and Takis video?
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Of course. Pringles is their own company. We are learning so much today about the chip industry. There's no local Oklahoma City chips, so somebody needs to start that. Here, there's another good idea for you. Products. Okay, so my favorite thing to do is buy, like, the weird types of Pringles and bring them to parties. So I did this the other day. Oh, where are they?
You should make some made in OKC sweet potato chips.
How do you make sweet potato chips?
Just thinly slice them.
There used to be a food truck. Limited edition, maybe that's it. There used to be a food truck, like, series of Pringles, and they had...
So many different things. People, you know, oh, they always talk about deep dish. It's like, okay, deep dish. Can we kind of talk about deep dish? Okay, first off, deep dish is a thing we don't get when we order pizza. Relative, like, Chicago pizza, it's like, it's flat, it's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing special.
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay.
Can you tell the people how you said that Oklahoma pizza looks gross?
Oh, the Mazzio's?
I showed Brendan Mazzio's.
You showed me product pictures of Mazzio's. I have not seen Mazzio's in actuality.
Okay, I just had to call you out. I just had to call you out for that one.
That's fine. I am going to judge Mazzio's from afar until I have it. And that is a guarantee.
You have to.
And you can come at me on Twitter. I will ignore and block you.
He is.
I won't really do that.
Obviate. How do you pronounce?
Obviate. Yeah.
Obviate.
Yeah.
I'll tweet him and say this guy is judging Mazzio's.
It's fine.
And then see where my Twitter, my 300 Twitter followers go at you. Come at me, bro. Okay, go ahead. About your Chicago pizza.
Chicago pizza.
You don't order. So you don't order.
So you don't really order that here. Like, deep dish is what you do with friends. Or like our out of towners.
Yeah,
you're like,
tourists.
Let's have this experience.
Yeah.
I will tell you, Lumel Natty's is great.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take people to Due, Uno and Due, but I mean, that's a chain now, but like, it's good. Like, the first locations are down the street from each other. You love that experience.
Yeah.
Gino's East is fine. Mm-hmm. Pequod's is really, really good.
Okay.
That's over in like Lakeview kind of area.
Yeah. That's where Megan's from. Shout out to Megan.
Yep. And there's one place you absolutely do not go. For any reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if somebody's like, oh, let's get deep dish. They're in the airport. You never, ever, ever. Seriously, I want you to hear me, people. Wherever you are right now, stop and listen. You never go to Giordano's. Giordano's
serious about it.
Is not pizza. Mm-hmm. It is garbage.
No.
It's garbage.
I don't know that, but he has said it a lot.
There's no one you can find on this planet that's heard me say any different in at least a decade.
At least since I was 12 years old.
What? A decade?
Yeah, aren't you 22?
Oh, yeah. I'm 22.
Yeah, he's 22.
That's good.
Good
one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's kind of like, it's cool. It's a cool area. It's a cool food city. And I have been lucky enough to come twice this year. So it's been great. So right now I have a little activity for us.
Let's do it.
And it's called a food test. So this is all credits to Chelsea Peretti because this is where I first heard it. But she, on her podcast, she would have people call in and do food tests. And basically what happens is I name a food. You say if it's good or bad.
Okay.
And then I say if you're right or wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great. This is going to go well.
This is... These are from everybody.
I should also mention before we say this is that there's literally a 600 plus comment Facebook feed today with people telling me just that, if I'm right or wrong on everything.
So I told Brendan, shout out to Kay Robinson. You're probably not listening to this, but I told Brendan about Kay wrote a Facebook status that a lot of people have commented on. And basically, what's the phrasing? It's what's a one
non-political opinion that you have that's unpopular, which I feel like is like a Reddit question. Like, I'm sure that it's been asked on Reddit like a ton of times, but like Facebook maybe hasn't seen that. And she had like a ton of responses on it. So I was like kind of talking to him about it, and he was like, I'm going to post it. And then literally all day, it's just like notifications from people. Give me like two of the highlights, like two, or highlights. Two or three highlights.
Okay. I'm literally going back hours. This is literally, we've been like, remember we walked a block and had 9 responses. Yes. Yeah. Popcorn sucks.
That is so terrible.
I hate the Beatles was like a multiple one.
I feel like though people say that I hate the Beatles and you're like, okay, yeah. Like you can't, sorry.
Milk is really the best hangover beverage.
That sounds terrible. That sounds awful.
Our chocolate milk is better.
As someone who's had a ton of hangovers,
People are saying Miracle Whip over mayo, and I think both are disgusting.
That's no, Miracle Whip is garbage food.
Let's see here, what else? Damn, this keeps going. The Notebook is about old Ryan Gosling torturing his wife to remember things for his own satisfaction. Sorry, this is a little too explicit.
No, you're fine. My favorite was the guys that were arguing over the Big Bang Theory. There was like an actual fight in the thread. And like
I had to break it up.
He had to break it up. I was like, my dudes, come on. It's the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, the Nutella. Nutella was going off. People don't like Nutella.
I haven't checked mine yet, but I put on there, I love Chili's Bar and Grill. And Nutella is overrated, and then donuts aren't that good.
That's bullshit.
Donuts are not
you
that
are
good.
You're in a donut town.
I'm sorry. I want to
add a donut crawl for Katie Nixon's birthday. Shout out to Katie Nixon. Can I shout out someone in your podcast?
Yeah, shout out whoever you want.
Shout out Katie Nixon. Shout out Katie Nixon.
Yeah, shout out Katie Nixon. Yeah. Okay, so I'll say the food. You say if it's good or not, and then I say if you're right or wrong.
Sounds great.
Okay, Frito chili pie.
Never had it.
What?
What is it?
You've never had Frito chili pie?
What is it?
It's Fritos.
Yeah.
Chili.
Okay.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I had that. It was something else now. Because, like, dips are real weird.
No. It's not a dip. It's like a
okay, bowl. Okay. Yeah, I've had something like that before.
Good or bad?
Good. It's good.
You're wrong. Okay. It's not good.
It's like, if you're not going to eat a lot of it, you're going to get a party and, like, you sample. It's fine.
No, you do eat a lot of it. It's like in a bowl.
It's like you put. I haven't had that. I've had like. I'm thinking a dip, but this is not.
Okay. So you've never had it.
No. So let's skip this one.
Okay. Okay. Chicken fried rice.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
It's great.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bread pudding.
I've only had it sparingly, and it's been fine.
I don't like it. Okay. So I mean, you're right, but I will never order it.
Sure. Like it's not like restaurant. 3 orders. Like if it shows up. Okay.
Yeah. Bip and Bop.
Bip and Bop. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Great. There's a place right across the street.
It's love Bip and Bop.
You get the stone bowl or without the stone bowl. I always get the stone bowl.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? White cherry icy.
Yeah, it's good.
Good. Yeah, I agree.
But I don't have to. I can't remember the last time I had one.
Yeah.
I gave up pop or soda. I don't know what you guys call it. In 2003.
Pop, probably.
I gave it up in 2003. It's pop, not soda.
Like in Oklahoma, it's like if you want a Dr. Pepper, you'll be like, hey, will you grab me a Coke? And then you say, what kind? And you're like, Dr. Pepper.
It's pop. Can you hear notice my Midwesternness? Pop.
Yeah, pop.
Pop. Chicago Bulls.
Or, Bears. Yeah, it's like, I'm going to get a Coke, and then you come back, like, with a Sprite. Mm-hmm. Baby carrots.
When you open the bag, yes. If you let them go too long, they get real wet and weird on the outside, and I can't do it. It freaks me out, the texture.
You're wrong. Baby carrots are good.
They're like wet fingers.
What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take the baby carrots out of the bag, put them in a bowl of water, and then cover them up. And that won't happen.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Catfish.
Yeah, it's good.
No, it's bad. It tastes dirty.
I guess you got a point. Yeah. I don't eat it that much, though.
I mean,
around here much.
I love this because the people that have submitted these questions are from Oklahoma, so it's like so. Like, people eat a lot of catfish in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's not happening here.
Head country. Do you know what that is?
That?
It's barbecue sauce.
I've never had it. I do like most barbecue sauces. There's rarely
it's
barbecue
sweeter.
Sauce.
It's sweeter. It's a lot.
Hell yeah. Sweeter, yeah. Sweeter over savory for me. It's barbecue
okay.
sauce. Yeah.
Okay. Ritz crackers.
Hell yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
100%.
Old crayons.
Old crayons?
Crayons?
Crayons.
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 Okay.
Yeah. They're great.
Good? Agreed. I don't think so.
I'm just imagining the taste. I can taste it right now.
Shout out to Marissa that messaged that to me and then said, sorry, I'm drunk.
I mean, I think I'd do it on a dare. Easy. I once tried to drink corn syrup, and it didn't really work out. I also tried granulated cinnamon like years ago. I could swallow that shit. Nope. I was dry heaving cinnamon just pouring out of my face. Shout out to Brian Powell.
I don't think that I would ever do that cinnamon challenge. Yeah, this is Marissa's real submission. Pomegranates.
Yeah.
Yes, pomegranates are. Your hesitation makes me say that you're wrong, because pomegranates are, hell yes, number one, great.
I like them.
Yeah. Okay, how do you pronounce it? Cream fraiche?
Cream fraiche? Hold on. I got this.
Okay.
Let's find out the definition. Let's fill some time.
I don't think that you'll like. I think you'll say no, but I don't think I've ever had this. I did see it at Eataly today.
Ooh. Ooh boy.
Ooh boy.
Ooh boy.
It's like white. And creamy.
I have a weird.
I know you don't like sour cream. So you say no. I say I've never had it, so I can't tell you. Crinkle cut.
God, this looks ridiculous. No.
Nope.
No.
Okay. I've never had it, so I can't say. Crinkle cut fries.
Crinkle cut. Crinkle cut fries.
Crinkle cut.
I love crinkle cut fries. Only crinkle cut like potato, not sweet potato fries.
You are correct on the crinkle cut. Fries, crinkle cut, sweet potato fries, not great.
Crinkle cut, sweet potato fries, not great. Sweet potato tater tots,
great.
Great,
yeah.
Crinkle cut, no.
Crinkle cut fries,
crinkle cut,
number one.
How do you say that? Like crinkle cut?
Crinkle cut.
Crinkle cut.
Crinkle cut.
I say crinkle cut.
Yeah.
You're like crinkle cut. It's like I'm Oklahoma. Crinkle cut.
I know. Sometimes I'll be talking. Your Oklahoma accent came out. I'm like, I don't have an accent.
You have. That's right there. You have an accent. Accent.
Okay. Crinkle cut number one on this list.
Crinkle cut number one. Crinkle cut number one with the bullet.
Eggplant parmesan.
Yeah.
Yes. Great. I love eggplant
parmesan.
That's
like I've come to that in my old age.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Especially when you want something light for dinner. You know, I'll make like.
Oh, no.
And just bread one side.
It's got to be like when you get like, they're catering somewhere. Oh. It's the only time I get it. I will not actively. That's chicken parm all the way. Shout out to Drew Hilliard.
shout out to Brendan's brother.
Yeah.
I went through a making eggplant parmesan phase, and I would only bread one side because it's like a skinny taste recipe or whatever. But I love eggplant parmesan, kimchi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely.
Great.
Pecans.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. I like pecans.
I like them.
Chicken fried steak.
In the times I've had it, yes. Don't think I could do it without sweating at this point.
Why?
Because I would eat it and just start sweating.
Yeah.
Meat sweats are real.
But chicken fried steak is mostly breading. Because it's the pounded steak.
Yeah. But still, you got to chew that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just thinking about it. Like, I'm getting sweaty thinking about it. It's cold out.
It's snowing. Fritos.
Yeah. I like Fritos. You gotta top some Fritos. You know what are really good? The Fritos Flavor Twist, the honey barbecue
ones. No, those are garbage.
No, they're
those
delicious.
Those are so bad.
They're delicious.
Another thing that was on the Facebook thread was Funyuns are the best snack food. I could name 100 snack foods better than Funyuns.
Fine, start.
Number one, chips and salsa. Number two, bread with goat cheese and maybe like a little bit of chopped nuts. Number three, like I will keep.
This is gonna take forever.
I will keep going, like pico de gallo with a spoon. Like that's better than a Funyun. I'm not saying Funyuns are bad, but I'm saying that that is not the best snack food.
You also should know she's almost out of her chair and how aggressive she is being about this.
I commented on it. I don't think he said anything. I haven't checked. And then the last one, lutefisk.
I've never had it.
I've never had it either.
It smells pretty weird, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Good job. Good job on the food test. So I think we're wrapping it up here.
Really? This early?
It's been an hour.
We're not doing a two-parter?
Maybe. Maybe we'll split it up into one part, two part.
Nah, we'll just do one part.
Okay.
There's all plenty we can edit out of this.
Yes, absolutely. That's it. And usually I ask my guests their favorite meal in Oklahoma City, but you don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you what I want. Okay, there's two places I want to try in Oklahoma City.
Okay, tell me.
First off, since 2008, I've had it in my head, thanks to the commercials and to Mike Ross's undying devotion to the commercial theme song.
Yeah.
Mr. Spriggs Barbecue.
You know what? I'm sure I've had it, but I don't remember it.
It's tender and slides right off the bone.
That is very true.
And I have to try that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Brahms is being amped up to the nth degree here. Everybody's like, Brahms is where it's at. It's like, there's a whole thing. There are no locations 300 miles away from the farm. It's a whole thing. Like, I got to go there, watch. And it's going to be just like, it's going to be fine.
I told Brendan, I was like, I feel like, aside to Judy, I, like, know the most about Brahms, like, as a person in Oklahoma.
You should, do their social media.
So here's what has been happening with Brahms. And here's the kind of lowdown. And they're going to get hit a lot this week because we talked about it on Dates of Our Lives as well. But Brahms, back in the summertime, maybe July, I was on Ryan Drake's show, State of the Art, and we were like, hey, Brahms, we want to do like a 4-part series, Brahms cast. We go to the farm, we interview, we talk about the history of Brahms, we go to a store, maybe talk to some people there, et cetera, et cetera. Brahms is like, yeah, sure. When the weather cools down, hit us up. Then we hit them up October 1st. And they were like, yeah, let us get through, like, this kind of stuff. And then, like, I feel like Brahms is ghosting me. Don't you think so?
They're social?
They're social media people. They're trying to get rid of me, and they are not going to be able to. Because
didn't they get aggressive with you?
They got aggressive with Judy. Mm. Because Judy had, shout out to Judy, she had the best Brahms costume. And it was a Brahms cup. She's worked a long time on it. She spent a lot of time putting it together. She looked great. And then they didn't even RT it. And she was like, I can't believe I sent this to you and you haven't RT'd it. And they were like, well, all you had to do is ask. And then they kind of like clapped back a little bit on their social media. So I guess they were just standing up for themselves. But then I'm kind of like, on one hand, I'm like, I would love the Brahms social media to be like Arby's, like kind of just like really chill and like cool laid back. But then it wouldn't be as Brahms if it wasn't like kind of problematic. Does that make sense?
Like all of Oklahoma?
No, all of Oklahoma is not problematic. And I'm not editing this part out, so come at him on Twitter.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He's got this little sparkle in his eye.
You do realize that in the past 50 years, we've had 4 governors go to prison, including 2 in a row.
In Chicago.
In Illinois.
Oh.
Illinois governors.
Okay.
George Ryan and Rob Blagojevich back to back.
Well, and I know you know about Mary Phelan.
I do.
Yeah. So, Oklahoma is, we're going to issues, but we have Brahms. So true.
We have all the meats here.
Yeah. We have the meats in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, those are the two places that you want to go. And I think that's it.
I feel like I'm a controversial guest. I don't like this.
You are slightly.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. But we'll see what the listeners have to say.
We'll see what all of my listeners have to say. Can I say something?
Yes. What's your last piece?
I thoroughly enjoyed this experience. This is my first podcast I've ever been on.
Good.
I love talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me.
And well, you're welcome.
I look forward to the day I make it to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say anything mean. I'm just joking around. I'm ready for the food. I really want to go to Guest Room Records.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of Oklahoma has been seen through the lens of Mike Ross and yourself.
Yeah.
That's all I know about it.
Okay,
that's
cool. All I know.
Lindsay sometimes.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I hope you get to come soon. And I think that's it for this week. So where can people find you? Where do you want them to find you?
They can find me on Twitter at obviate, obviate.
Okay.
I have a website. I guess you could find everything you want to know about me at brendanhilliard.com.
Okay.
It's more like a portfolio.
So yeah.
Got a website to write for. And Instagram, Brendan Hilliard.
So go follow him on everything and let him know what you thought of this episode. As always, you can find me at OKCOverEasy on Twitter. You can follow my Snapchat, MalloryMC. And then, if you want to email me, which no one has in the past like 3 months, then you can email okcovereasy@aol.com. So, AOL. Yes, it's making a resurgence.
Okay.
Yeah. he's like giggling to himself. So do that. And then we will see you next time.
Say bye.
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 Thank you.